Was there a music scene in Winnipeg? Can you clearly explain?
What was there?
Yeah.
What do you mean was?
I mean, well, something like that.
Was there a Lenny?
You just made these Winnipeggers angry. Yeah.
Oh. I mean, do you miss the music scene in Winnipeg?
If I'm, the music scene in Winnipeg is still part of what we're doing. Still very much a part of what we're doing.
See, it's so cold. Everybody goes inside and plays their instruments and makes beats and rhymes.
Oh, yeah. Winnipeggers, I mean, we get together when we see each other. Bartalia. You know what I mean?
Wow, I haven't been there in a minute.
The Exchange.
Oh, yeah. Tub is still around.
You know what? Winnipeggers are everywhere, so I guarantee you that there's Winnipeggers listening to this interview while living in Ottawa or Gatineau, because Winnipeggers are everywhere. I gotta give a shout out to Amanda Putz out there. She's probably having a child very soon.
Oh, sure did.
She had the child?
Yeah.
Girl, boy or girl?
Boy.
Yes, Amanda.
Yeah.
Amanda Putz. She's got a little boy.
Yep.
A little putzy.
Yeah.
I gotta give a shout out to Amanda Putzy and her little boy, Baby Putzy, and Papa Putzy.
What did you say?
Because now they're parents and they're going to have to clean the poop from Putsy's poopsie.
Putsy poop.
The Putsy poop. Jeez. It's going to be a big, big challenge. So Putsy, when you clean up the poopsie, you think about me, okay, baby? Much love, girl. The analog says, raise your hand. The analog says, raise your mind.
The analog goes. What brought you to Pop Montreal?
Oh man, Montreal is the city. You know, I'm afraid to live here because then there's nowhere to escape to and fall in love with chicks walking around. This place is beautiful. And so is the scenery, everything about it. And so is the smoked meat, damn it. Everything about Montreal is just fantastic.
Gotta give a shout out to Schwartz's. Schwartz's. Sorry, that's terrible. Those guys were great. Best smoked meat sandwich you can find in here.
Man,
apparently in North America. Yeah, it was serious.
It's the only city where I allow a man to kiss me on my face because I got kissed 3 times today. I was told I was fabulous. You know, I don't know how girls do it when you get like them like bristles up on your cheeks and shit. Because when I get bristles on my cheeks, I get upset. That's not good. That's not nice.
Oh boy.
So, yeah, man, I got dudes brushing me up saying, like, you were excellent. And it was only Montreal I would allow that to happen. Yeah, only Montreal.
I don't think I've asked you this, but you're good fans of Shad? What?
Yes, he's a good buddy of ours. Yes. Yeah, we seem to, you know, you just gravitate to like-minded cats. And we went on the road with him. We did 14 dates with him, and it was fantastic. It was just, you know, yeah, we got much, much love for him. He's just one of those guys you just have to love. You can't dislike the guy, you know? He snores, but, you know, you just can't dislike him. You just want to rub his belly.
And he really does love napping. Too much and I owe too much to let it rest. Heard a voice say,
hey, you never question when you get the blessing. So don't get vexed when your life is stressed. Yeah, so, you know, we will definitely be working together again. Because it's such a good fit that we're going to have to do something again.
What do you think of TSOL?
TSOL is great. You know what? I'm still running the old Prince because it's such a classic already.
Yeah.
It's crazy when you're dropping records and you pick your favorites. It's like, you know. Old Prince, fantastic. TSOL is great.
It dropped heavy, man. That first single, Yeah, I Get It, was dangerous. That Curtis Mayfield sample in there. Sorry, Shad, I didn't mean to give it away, but man, it was, yeah.
You might have to edit that.
Yeah, yeah. No, you know what? He said it live one time. It's all good.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
And those guys, you know, we're super happy for those guys. They're touring with Kanon right now across Canada, and then they're about to hit the States with Chaos. Yeah. So,
yeah.
You know, Mad love to those guys. Rose Garden.
Rose Garden's amazing, man.
That's a good track.
Dude.
Shout out to T-Lo.
T-Lo. That's T-Lo's beat.
Yeah.
That's one of the best beats on the record.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, good job.
What was your thoughts on Carco winning the Polaris Music Prize?
Well, you know, I don't think that's a bad thing at all. You know, I think because the Polaris Prize is so young and so new, it has to get past the whole shock value thing. I personally don't think that it has to be some big shock every year for the winner, you know, just in order to, who knows, maybe it's to make some sort of press out of it, or maybe it's to, it could be many things, you know, going for the underdog every time. It's really hard to determine in Canada what the most standout album is, especially when we're so diverse, extremely diverse, you know. So it didn't matter who was going to win. The biggest shock would have been either Sadies or Radio, really. Because they seem to be the biggest underdogs. Quarko wasn't necessarily an underdog. They were more like the slept-on one. And it is a fantastic album. I heard it. I don't know anything they're saying on there because it's in French, but it's fantastic.
I was rooting for Shad and Dan Mangan.
Well, yeah. When politics come in, are they going to give, are they going to give a Polaris award to someone that's won the XM award?
Oh, I don't know.
Because Dan Mangan won that award, and he, you know, that was a $30,000 award. That, Polaris would put him up to $50,000.
Oh, yeah.
Is Canada ready for that?
No.
I'll rob him.
But isn't Polaris more of a private thing? It's like not for open votes. It's more on the jury.
It is the jury, but, you know, hopefully they're not thinking about politics. Because Tegan and Sarah's record was great. Broken Social Scene's record was great. Besnard Lake's record was great. And Shad could have taken it. But he was actually the front runner. Shad wasn't the underdog.
I know.
So if Canada always goes for the underdog, it wouldn't have been Shad. Because everybody wants Shad over for dinner. You know how badly people want that man to their house for dinner?
I don't know.
Dressing so nice and shit. Funny thing about the Polaris, I run into Steve Jordan all the time at a local coffee shop at the top of my street. Yeah. And he's always...
And Steve Jordan is?
Steve Jordan basically is the creator of the whole thing. And it was great. The other day, a couple weeks ago actually, sorry. We walk in and we're both wearing Stax t-shirts. We had this great moment. It was funny. It's kind of like, dude.
Wow.
His was a lot older, though, I gotta be honest. I got mine at the museum. He probably had his from time, so. I think he won that battle. We'll see about that, Steve. Yeah.
Aside from hip hop, which albums of 2010 have you been enjoying?
I picked up the Bilal record, and I love it. I love it. I play it often. Aside from hip hop, I actually do really enjoy that Broken Social Scene record.
Nas and Damian Marley was cool to hear. That's a good record.
I honestly haven't volunteered to listen to anything released this year. I've just been listening to a lot of old stuff, so.
We're always listening to old stuff. Sometimes it doesn't go past, like, you know, the end of the 70s.
Okay.
Do you still enjoy using social media sites?
I'm a late bloomer. I still don't have a personal Facebook account.
I know. Who cares about Facebook? It's Twitter now.
Well, you know, there's just so much going on. But I'm a late bloomer, and I'm learning about it, and I get it.
Yeah, I get it.
There you go. Len's coming through now. He's coming through. My brother Ophild's more involved in those things. He's always, when he hears a Twitter's the thing, you'll get a Twitter account ASAP. Bray, he's in the middle of what I am and what yes. Oldfield is, really. You won't get an email back from him for 3-4 days.
Oh, yeah. I'm active passive. Depends what I'm doing. Funny thing about social media is, who knows, man, speaking of times when you were in your prime, I mean, we weren't used to this growing up even, right? You know,
that's,
I mean,
right.
I'm calling my friends on home phone, and you had to be home to catch that call. Right? I mean, man, I don't even know how kids are dealing right now. You know?
Oh, man.
Like, in high school, you know, these guys, I mean, the drama that must come up from,
yeah, no.
Oh, wait, I saw that you posted on that wall, and how come you said this to this person?
Oh, and
it must be, it must be crazy, man. And, you know, kids.
And not only that, teachers on the regular saying things like, Thomas, no texting in class.
Right.
We didn't have that.
What do you mean, school? What the hell is it?
No texting in class. That's like a regular thing now.
Yeah.
Kids not listening because they're under their desk.
We were textbooking all the time. Texting.
The people watching with the mental picture. Hooked up the subwoofer to the back of my car. Boom, box on wheels. Now we ready for tour. Got a reason.
No, we had the chat room.
Oh, yeah.
You had to go to the library and join whatever chat room was going on.
Straight ahead, just go deep. Control freak, big boot juice, leak, lose nothing but sleep. Pressure beat steady, question rock ready.
But nowadays, we're really understanding the, we're understanding the perks of the social network. We get it. But, you know, we're just so busy that we barely have time to keep up with it on an everyday basis, you know.
And as a band today, you have to have all those things locked down. You know, people would say, these guys don't have a MySpace? What the hell are they doing?
Oh, yeah. Like, so, those things are now your business card now.
You look at, you know, at people's releases, and on the back cover, it'll say MySpace.com/bandname, right?
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? People don't... I just had this conversation recently with someone from CBC, actually. It was Lisa Christensen over at Radio 3 in Vancouver. We were talking about how the world no longer craves the rock star because, you know, the rock star was mysterious. You didn't know anything about the rock star. The rock star was somebody that you wish you knew something about. You had to search. You had to wait until their biography came out.
Which was exciting.
You know, nowadays... you know, if you want to develop a career in the music business, people need to know what you're doing and what you're all about and what your favorite color is and what shoes you like. You know, for example, that's how Kanye West keeps his people interested, because if there's a pair of Nikes that he really likes, he will tell his million fans. And then all of a sudden, everyone feels like they're connected to him because they know what kind of shoes he likes. Like, people actually like that now, as opposed to, you know, an artist that's mysterious.
Lastly, to conclude, what'll be next for the upcoming months?
Well, we're starting to make some new tracks. We've been sharing the love with what we've got, and it's really cool to see people picking up on what we have and leaving satisfied. I don't know what's taking people so long to get it, but it's all right. Yeah, they'll get it. But we're just going to keep doing what we're doing because it's, you know, feels great. And you know what? After every show, we realize, yeah, this is what we really, really love to do.
It's great to chat with you, and luckily, we were chatting in Montreal, not in Ottawa.
Oh, Ottawa.
We
love you, Ottawa. We'll be back, and thank you very much for listening. I hope we weren't too crazy for you. Wow, she's hot. I hope we weren't too crazy for you. Much love.